Wait, do you think quantum leaping is like Vore? What do you?
No. Like he leaps. Okay.
Yeah.
So you quantum leaped. Who did you quantum leap into, Alan?
Oh, none other than dangerous Donald Trump. Look at how tiny my hands are, guys.
Have you cracked down on the pizza place yet?
I'm eating a nice cheese pizza right now.
Are you Tim Trump? Like Tim Curry Trump?
Yeah, don't get strung out by the way I look.
If you think about Donald Trump is a lot like it.
And then he lives in a sewer or
he lives in a sewer with the Teenage Mutant Turtles. It scares them occasionally. Spooks
them.
Yeah.
I mean the Pizzagate thing is kind of like that one scene from the book It.
Oh, I thought you were saying that one scene from the book, the classic literature, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the escape from Turtle Planet.
Oh, you mean, well, you know, it was a graphic novel or a comic book or something first, right?
It was a comic book at first. Eastman and Laird.
It was like black and white and they all look dumb.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, they look dumb, Russ.
Okay, well. Alan, how's your New Year goal coming along?
What was my New Year goal again?
Probably to, like...
Get more nudes?
Yeah, get more nudes. Get spanked by anybody or anything.
I guess I'm getting, like, metaphysically spanked, but not really any nudes.
Like, you're spiritually, you feel spanked.
Yeah, I think so.
Damn. That's rough.
That's just capitalism.
By who? How? Like, capitalism?
Just capitalism.
Ooh. Who is the figurehead of capitalism? Like, is there, like, a, symbol or Mr. Moneybags from
the Invisible Hand, probably.
The Invisible Hand spanked you?
Yeah, the Invisible Hand of the market, Adam Smith.
Is right? John Smith like dancing in the background, like like
that's
laughing?
That's
at
Adam
you?
Smith, but okay.
John, oh, I was talking about my friend John Smith, the most generic human.
Okay, that guy.
Perfect spheroid. Adam Smith. I literally called. Oh,
so he's a Trump Republican.
I swear to God, every time I have to think of somebody obscure's name or somebody I know from like. The back of my mind, I immediately go to John last name. I'll get the last name always right. Like the other day, I was talking to somebody about Lucha Underground, and I was like, "What did you think about John Cage's gauntlet?" And they like said to me very calmly, "You mean Brian Cage, or as they call him, a machine,
the Cage?"
I was so embarrassed. I don't know who this John is or why you're so
John
inserted
Cage
into
is
my
that
mind.
Is that composer who did the 4 minutes 33 seconds of silence?
Oh,
I believe. John Cage is a composer.
Oh my god. I thought the Sound of Silence was Paul. Paul, what is it again?
Yeah, John Garfunkel. Yeah.
Yeah, John Garfunkel and John Simon.
John Simon, yeah.
Is it bad that I messed up because I was going to say Garfunkel and Oates? And
yeah, that's very bad, Russ. That means you just watch a lot of IFC, huh?
Hey, it's the best.
Always
place
on
for,
slightly off?
Yeah, exactly.
God damn
it. I thought it was always funny.
No. It's
Wait,
definitely
are characters welcome there?
No. Oh, characters aren't welcome. They're only welcome on one channel.
I'm so fucking tired of these characters.
That's the funny thing. They only have characters on USA. Everything else is just people being themselves.
See, so I'm on the internet. I don't like characters anymore. I just like character arcs. And if you don't have complete character arc, I get very mad. Character arc is very important, and I want to know that the character is like me, because I think, like a character, I should start with not having a girlfriend and then having a girlfriend.
That's the most important kind of character arc. If it's not
yeah,
like
if you think about it.
The best example of this would be Sword Art Online.
Or as because we know it, it's the monomyth.
Yeah, because it's a Bildungsroman, for instance. He starts out by being a gamer and not having a girlfriend, and then he's a gamer with one.
Yeah. And I think there's not a more relatable story. I mean, think about it now. Donald Trump, a known gamer.
He became the president of the United States.
Yeah, he became the president of the United States and got a banging hot wife, if you ask me.
Now, and then he had a son that's a gamer.
Yeah, Ivanka Trump. Or I meant
John
Trump.
No. Ivanka's a fake... She's a fake gamer girl. I don't count her.
God.
Wait, and happened? I'm not talking about his Tim and Eric sons either. I'm talking about, what's his face? Baron Trump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Baron Von Trump.
That kid is a real gamer. And
he is a legitimate gamer. Have you seen his art of the big titty ladies in like and like anime? Oh man.
That's why we live in a place that respects skill over hereditary stuff, because Baron has already been named the third most important person in the country.
Do you ever think it's weird how there's a non-zero percentage that you could be like playing Call of Duty and you could like play against the president's son?
Mm-hmm.
Like that could happen to you. That's very likely to happen. He might show up in your Minecraft server. Who knows? This kid's gaming all the time. Like, it's going to happen one day, Russ. He's going to come into our games.
What if he's, like, devoid of imagination and you go into his, like, you go into his Minecraft server and he's just, his father has hired, like, Minecraft engineers to, like, create this Wonderland, and he's, like, working on, like, a half-finished house that he's just making with, like, wood blocks. He hasn't even, like, found any.
Oh, what I thought you were going to say is that he paid somebody to recreate the White House and like their New York apartment and stuff like that. And it's just a fantasy version of the real world where Baron lives. And also his mom's naked and he's crawling around inside of a giant version of her. That's what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, that's what your Minecraft server looks like. And you're missing money bags now.
I mean, that is true. I did pay Steve Bannon to program it just like Baron did.
Steve Bannon, it sucks. It took him extra long because the folds on his neck kept drooping down and hitting his mouth, and he was throwing stuff away by accident. And he kept having to pick it up, and it was terrible.
It's very bad. He also wasn't drinking. If he didn't drink constantly while playing, he'd get the shakes and he'd misclick on things.
He actually made a pair of boobs and a swastika. It was very bad.
Yeah. The glare of his rosacea, he could see it reflected on the screen. And he thought it was some redstone dust.
Which he then proceeded to try and snort.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, that's how Andrew Breitbart died. Snorting redstone dust. Until his heart exploded.
I can't believe gaming and Twitter is what killed Breitbart. It's fucked up.
He got so mad when Notch put out that patch that removed... what's that guy? Herobrine or whatever the fuck?
I have no clue what you're talking
about.
Oh,
some sort of fucking creepypasta bullshit.
Oh, the Slender Man thing?
No, there's Enderman in there.
Oh.
They've always been there, or they haven't always been there. Actually, that's what killed Breitbart. He got mad that they put memes in Minecraft by putting the fucking Enderman.
He was the one who advocated for the DDoS, and then his heart got DDoSed by his brain.
Yeah, I think that's how heart attacks work.
That's probably how it works.
I mean, it is a denial of service.
For us cyber humans, I mean, we are living in the cyber age.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking some cyber juice.
The only movie I've seen in the last 25 years is Johnny Mnemonic, so.
Oh, really? Mine was Existenz.
That's only because you like the idea of shooting teeth out of a gun.
Oh, I'm, first of all, Cronenberg, I'm being non-ironic here. It might be one of the horniest directors.
You're telling me a guy who made a movie about people who fuck during car crashes is not horny?
No, I'm saying that the guy who made a movie where a guy grows a big vagina on his torso and then he fingers it with his gun penis hand, that guy, he's pretty horny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, what a
Welcome
guy.
Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black, Quillhead's Talk Shop personally. Alan, the big game is here. Ooh. Oh, boy. Do you have your big plate of nachos?
We are actually eating nachos for dinner tonight.
Oh, nice. I had nachos the other night.
Russ, who are you cheering for?
Oh. I want the deflated ball boys on it. You know, they're famous for, like, they're all sorts of tricks and shenanigans. That's what I don't follow sports very closely. They're like the Harlem Globetrotters of football, right?
Yeah. And then who's the Washington Generals of?
I'll insert. Tweet at me what your favorite team is, and I'll send you an MP3, and I'll put your team in it.
Now I'm cheering for. Do you know who I'm cheering for, Russ?
War Machine. Is this Captain America's side?
Cletus, the CGI football robot. I love him.
Is that what his name actually is?
Oh, you didn't know his name is Cletus?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, his name is Cletus, but it's spelled like cleats, you know? He's the little football robot.
I always just called him Mr. Monday Night.
It's good. Did you know that games aired the weekend following New Year's Day typically show Cletus sitting on a bench holding an ice pack to his head as if he's nursing a hangover?
Oh my god. Did he drink? Robot oil? Crude robot oil?
I don't know. Maybe, like, you'd figure that'd be good for him. So what would be the opposite of something that'd be good for a robot?
I mean...
Oh, it's like Futurama. If he doesn't drink, then he gets a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That must be it.
Okay. Alan, what's on those nachos? What are you going to put on those nachos?
Let's see. So, I mean, beef, cheese, some sort of diced tomatoes, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Sour cream. Mm-hmm. A little bit of salsa. Something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What else would you put on nachos?
A whole pig's head.
A whole pig's head?
Just for garnish, like... Hey, look, it's like a fine Hawaiian feast.
I like to open up the pig's mouth and then stick the tortilla chips into the pig's gum so it looks like he has big pointy teeth.
I've heard about making a very like strong base for your nacho, so I'll just put like a fucking bunch of bones on top of it. I'll just go to like a local
like a big
field.
Bowl made of bones, and then you can put the rib cage, and you can like put a layer of tortilla chips down, mm-hmm. and then you can kind of eat it out of there like a bowl.
Yeah. I also put some milk bones on there because I like a milky texture.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's about it.
Russ, what do you think about this Super Bowl halftime show?
It's Lady Gaga. Oh, I heard it was the Michigan State marching band.
Oh, I heard it was Michigan J. Frog.
That would be actually... Hey, I'd watch that.
Now, hold on. How cool would it be if somebody's like, listen, I promise this frog's going to be great. And then they just bring him up on stage for the Super Bowl and he's just dead. The frog's dead. Until everybody else closes their eyes and then he starts singing and dancing.
Hey, Alan, when do you think we're going to get the first podcaster will get their halftime show?
It'll be Maron.
It'll be Mark Maron.
It'll be
Maron. And who will he interview?
Probably whoever the quarterback is. Both of the quarterbacks, he'll interview both of them.
Hey, what the fuck? What the fuckers?
Is that how he opens his show?
Something like that.
I never listened to him.
I think that's literally what he does. It's like, hey, what the fuck? What the fuckers? Get ready. We're going to listen in on the hottest halftime show in the nation.
See, I always thought that he just talked about his depression and like how sad he is at the beginning of each episode.
Well, yeah, of course he goes, what the fuck, what the fuckers? Tired of hanging out at your local, post office? Well, you could spend that time cooking with your family, which I don't have.
Stamps.com and Blue Apron. Get both of them.
Hey, what if Blue Apron boxes were just full of stamps?
You can listen. Look at these stamps. You can lick them and back them. Taste good. It's Blue Apron stamps.
Hey, why don't they put out flavored stamps?
They probably should.
Yeah. So Mark Maron, he'd be interviewing Tom Brady, asking him about his nice hair,
asking him if he's friends with Trump because Trump keeps saying he's friends with him. Do you think Tom Brady is being tsundere towards Donald Trump?
Oh my God! You'd think just like. It's so funny. We have such. We live in soon times. I feel like before we lived in a very
dairy times,
more like dairy with a secret hidden intent. But now we have like the Trump administration like owning Chris Christie, like pushing him aside, stuff like that. Brady just pushing people to the side, you know, pushing Trump to the side, celebrities like at Trump, like, you know
you
what
think
I mean?
Trump is our most tsundere president.
He could be. He's breaking barriers. Actually.
Now, see, I heard that after everybody made fun of his hair, he's going to start getting some twin tails just to really complete the image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hear that Melania is getting fucking Ojo Sama ringlets.
I mean, he already practically goes, oh,
that happens all the time.
Yeah, he's always doing that.
I also heard that he made Bannon call him Trump Sama.
Bannon got really nervous and flustered. He's like, could you just call me Bannon? We're on a first name basis, no honorifics. It's like,
oh boy.
Anyway, and then he accidentally got his hand stuck in his jowl, and they took an hour to pull it out.
Oh, they accidentally drank from the same McDonald's cup as Trump, and it was an indirect kiss.
I don't know if anybody's made this joke yet, but is he one of the slowly melting Nazi from Raiders of the Lost Ark props that got off?
Yeah, I feel like maybe he looked at the Ark of the Covenant in like a mirror or something, mm-hmm. and like it just kind of like half melted him.
Hey, what if politics was like a movie that we know?
Hey,
Star
hey
War
guys.
Or
sometimes I
Voldemort.
Think that Voldemort won. Has anybody told you this yet, Russ? Sometimes
remember
I think
when Voldemort was like a hacky Twitter account by some white guy.
Oh, kind of like the voice of God, but it was
God,
like Voldemort.
His name was like Real Voldemort something.
And he was like, "Yas, like, Queen, I'm Voldemort."
I wonder if he's still around. We used to josh on him so hard. We as in four people from Weird Twitter. And
you, Hell Homer.
Yeah, Hell Homer.
Utility
us,
Liam.
The original four.
Yep. You, Drill, Hell Homer, and Utility Liam.
The lovable lads from Liverpool.
and of course, and of course, Pete Best.
Yeah, of course.
Who used to be a weird Twitter user, and then he got, then he became sincere.
And then he got replaced with Ringo, Weed Go Star, with three R's. Mm-hmm. And Weed Go Star,
like
not even the best drummer in
the Under
weird
the
Twitter.
Sea, crumping with an octopus.
Temple Talk. We should go pretty quick through this. Brian Cage, a.k.a. they call him Cage.
Why do you keep calling him Brian Cage?
Because that's his name.
His name is Cage.
We're on a first name basis.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah. He chokeslammed me once, and now I get first name basis with him. Anyway, Brian, my good friend Brian, now has a gauntlet.
He finally won the fucking thing that the... Was it the Battle of the... No, it's not the
no,
Battle,
the Battle of the Bulls was a
no,
tournament
that's the thing that
Mac won. To determine the gift of
Cage
the gods.
Finally won the ultimate opportunity thing with Tejano, and he won a fucking gauntlet, so now he has this weird, like, metal gauntlet, like a literal gauntlet on his fist.
Mm-hmm. Not like an arcade cabinet. If you thought it was that, you'd be a fool.
No, he does need food badly. Mm-hmm. Is that from Gauntlet?
Maybe. It's a wizard.
Wizard, yeah. Skelly. But, I mean, he got a gauntlet now. And it kind of looks like the Infinity Gauntlet. It's weird. I don't know what the purpose of it is. Did it have lightning shooting out? It was like in a box. It looked like the Pulp Fiction case, yeah. But I don't know what it... Anyway, Mac won Battle of the Bulls, and he's going to get a match against Johnny Mundo for the championship. But he lost the first match against Johnny Mundo, where Johnny Mundo got to decide the stipulation for the match. Mm. Which, what did he pick again?
All Night Long.
Oh, yeah, All Night Long. They're
kind of
fight
a retread of a
forever.
First season fight between him and Prince Puma, who had just returned to the temple as an undead being.
He came back. Vampiro brought him back to life. And, there was also, remember that scene where, who was it? Oh, no, wait. The thing with Drago and, or the snake tribe and Drago is like continuing.
Pindar and Vibora.
Pindar and Vibora, there was a trios match where it was Pindar, Vibora, and they thought it was gonna be Cobra Moon, but then she let out Drago like with a chain and like around his neck, and then had him fight. And who do they fight again? Oh, it was the Rabbit Tribe
who are obsessed with Masquerita Sagrada and think
they
he's
love
the
Masquerita
Rabbit.
Sagrada.
I mean, we all do.
I mean, I can't blame them. I honestly think they're really growing on me. I love those
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty good, the Rabbit Tribe. Do you think they're following Masquerita Sagrada so they could get to, oh my god, I can't believe I forgot his fucking name. Oh
Son
my
of Havoc?
God. Yeah, Son of Havoc. They're trying to get at Son of Havoc's mom's pizza rolls.
I think they really want this pizza roll.
I mean, look at them. They really seem like they need some fucking pizza rolls.
I think so. So there was that match, and then at the end, for whatever reason, is that the one that Mil Muerte showed up at the end and just like chokeslam Vampiro into some chairs?
Yes,
that was fucked up because he's mad because Vampiro and Prince Puma Vampiro brought Prince Puma back to life. Mm-hmm. And Prince Puma's mad.
I think we pretty succinctly summed up what's going on in Lucha Underground in a way that we never do.
Yeah, we were actually really coherent in describing all that, I think.
I just think because it's been so good.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a very like solid through line through all this.
Yes.
So the Mac is going to be fighting Johnny Mundo soon. He told Sexy Star not to interfere, and she's like, "Yeah, okay." Mm-hmm. She's mad at Mariposa because somebody keeps putting spiders in like all of her shit. But it's very clearly not her. It's very clearly this creepy man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his deal is, but he loves spiders. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's Peter Parker.
Yeah, maybe. Ellen, do you think in an alternate universe he would have gotten into spiders instead of snakes?
I feel like maybe.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a difference between snake people and spider people?
I feel like spider people...
have eight arms and legs, that's true.
That's very true. 10 eyes, and they have they breathe through like things in their butt.
Mm, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to get to the bottoms. If you're a spider person...
If you're a spider
use
person...
use the hashtag Spider-Man or Woman.
If you're a spider person, use the hashtag eight is enough. Legs, that is. And then if you're a snake person, say... use a
tip
hashtag.
The scales. Yeah, tip the scales.
I was going to say something, no legs, because they don't have any legs. I don't know.
That's a good point.
Fuck hashtags.
Yeah.
Fuck hashtags. It's time for the Robin Minute. Fuck this.
Oh,
this.
Shit. Hashtag Robin Minute. Please use it if you want to talk about Robin.
Please use it.
She's huge. She's popular. She's bigger than ever. Ooh, wee. Let's start. 3, 2, 1, go. Alan, you actually dropped some big Robin news for me today.
Oh, yeah, she's coming to America at some point. I don't know when. For like a wedding or something.
She's going to Queens to find her own queen.
Maybe.
Yas Queen.
The most important news is that Robin got into that Fire Emblem app that I got. You play that, Russ?
No, I haven't played it yet.
I played it, and I downloaded it today, and I immediately got Camilla 5 stars. I'm like, well, I'm done playing it then.
Yeah,
I don't have to play anymore. I'm done.
End of the game.
If I can just get a Tharsha, then I'm done, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's like the end game.
Yeah, then there's nothing left to do.
Oops.
I added Robin on there, but like I don't know what else I'm going to be doing anymore because I think I already won the game.
Who else can you get in that game? Anybody good?
Pretty much every Fire Emblem character. So just name one, and you
can
probably
get Lucina.
Them.
Could I get?
No, I mean you love Lucina.
She's
so much.
She's a strong girl. She has a sword. She's like everything I want.
Like half of the characters have a sword, dipshit. I don't understand you.
Oh, look at that.
I guess we'll never find out why Russell
loves
Lucina so much.
We'll never find out. Or you can follow me on my private Twitter.
Yeah, Lucina Licker 69.
Licksina.
That's funny. Well, that's my account where I lick a picture of John Cena.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it looks like a popsicle because you're holding a stick, but the stick's a little off frame, and then you pull it out, and it's a picture of John Cena. And every time I get caught, I get in the fucking act, and then you play the Rickroll music.
Yep, I do that.
Sometimes you play the John Cena music just to make it a little bit more surprising, too.
Hey, you know what? Both great memes.
Great songs and great memes.
Hey, you know what's you know what's perhaps the greatest meme of all?
A freedom.
A pizza. In a lot of ways, recipes are a type of meme.
If you think,
about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're shared information that we pass down.
From generation to generation, yeah.
So it's time for... I played Metal Gear Solid 2, too.
Come on, Alan.
I mean, I get it. I don't read books. Fuck that. I play Metal Gear Solid 2.
I mean, same. Yeah, okay, you got me there.
Yeah. It's hottest segment, Domino's Goes. Russ, I ate another Mexican pizza.
Oh, my God.
I'm always eating these Mexican pizzas. And you know what? It's pretty damn good. The only time I don't like the Mexican pizza is whenever the top of the box touches the cheese and it peels that cheese off. That pisses me off. Mexican pizza is good. I think it's probably one of my favorite things there, and I don't understand why more people don't get it.
I don't know. I like the weird, gummy, squishy burritos.
I haven't had a burrito from Taco Bell in maybe a year.
Wow.
I don't eat burritos very often.
That's all I get. You like the crunch. Are you a crunch guy?
Oh, you know me. I love that crunch. We should talk about the Taco Bell's newest item.
Well, that was okay. This is my new sort of segment. It's the fast food flip out where I didn't actually eat pizza for the last 2 weeks.
Ooh, so I hate the fast food flip out already.
I'm putting in a new contender, a new style, a new flavor. That's right. I had the Taco Bell Naked Chalupa. And that's
Naked Chicken week. Chalupa. I had that naked too.
And it's good.
I like it. You know, I like it a good bit.
It didn't blow my mind.
It's not crazy good, but it's like pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's just decent-ish, like pretty decent chicken meat.
Like 4 out of 5, maybe.
Yeah, like I remember biting into it and being like, there's solid consistency. It doesn't eat like taste like you're biting into meat fluff.
Like what I thought it would be is I thought it'd be kind of like, I thought the chicken would be like too thin maybe, or it'd be more mostly just like crispy bits instead of like, but it, no, it's actually like a sizable, like it kind of, the chicken meat kind of reminds me of like chicken fries.
Yeah.
The chicken
that's
in general.
Still a little too spongy. I think there's some actual like white breast meat.
Yeah, it's a little bit better than it's a little bit better than chicken fries, like in terms of the quality of meat. But the breading kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah. The breading has a lot of flavor, has a lot of taste to it. Like,
and there's also like a decent amount of spice. Like it's a little bit spicier than you would expect. Like you're not like hot, like you're gonna need a drink or anything, but like more than I expected. You know what I mean?
I like it more than the chalupa they already have there.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's fair. And so it has, what, lettuce, tomato, like a avocado ranch or something, some kind of cheese.
Now, have you added any meat tiers in the past? I haven't, but part of me is thinking about taking
the challenge.
I don't
think you can you?
You can through the app.
I mean, I should. That's the thing, is I should. Yeah. Honestly, what I think they should do is I think they should make it to where it's like kind of like a cheesy gordita crunch, where instead of the taco shell, they put that, and then they melt the cheese between it. Oh, and they put, like, beef or something in the middle.
That's too much even for me.
That's the decadence of Rome reborn.
Yeah, exactly. That is the decadence of Rome reborn. You have me there.
I think that's a really good item.
Yeah, yeah. I also got another crazy fast food item that actually isn't crazy at all, but they marketed it as so. The new Shamrock Shake came out. The Shamrock Shake has returned to McDonald's.
It does that every year, though.
I'm not a big fan of McDonald's. I don't, you know, I eat it. But to me, it's the filler of the fast food world. But I'm a big fan of the Shamrock Shake.
I like the Shamrock Shake.
It tastes like drinking a tube of toothpaste. And that's fine by me. They have just introduced Chocolate Shamrock Shake. Have you not heard about this?
No, I don't watch TV.
Oh, okay. The Chocolate Shamrock Shake is out. I had one last night. It tasted like cold Cocoa Puff milk.
Mixed with toothpaste. Russ, you know what you might like?
It was fucking delicious. It ruled. It was so good.
That reminds me. You might like this. They have Girl Scouts Thin Mint cereal now.
Oh, fuck.
It's like Cookie Crisp, except if Cookie Crisp wasn't bullshit and it was just like Thin Mints.
Oh my god.
It's like the texture, like the puffs are like Cookie Crisp, but they're like, you know, chocolate and mint flavored.
Mm-hmm. How do you, where is Thin Mint your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
I don't think I've actually had many Girl Scout cookies because usually I don't like interacting with people when I'm trying to walk somewhere. Yeah. So like if a small child like says, "Hey, want to buy me cookies?" Then I'm like, and I run away. I'll buy them off the shelf, but like if a child tries to interact with me, I'm just like,
are you worried they're trying to grift you or something?
Do
you
think I'm worried that there's some sort of Oliver Swift type thing going on. I'm worried that they're going to pickpocket me. Then I'm like, a kid's going to be standing behind me. They're going to push me over.
The Artful Dodger is going to like as you're grabbing the cookie in one hand, he's going to have the exact sort of hand position in your pocket.
Yeah, and they all have those fucking square credit card readers and stuff. I don't want them to steal my info. I don't carry cash. I can't. That's the only way I can buy their cookies.
Okay. Listen. Alan, just buy the fucking cookie. I'll send you cash.
No, I don't want it. I just buy them at the store. They keep them on the shelf.
Are you afraid of ATMs too?
I don't go to the ATM because I don't carry cash.
Yeah, why? Because you're afraid it's going to eat your credit card or something?
I like just using my card. Cash is for chumps. I can't fit it in my minimalist wallet.
I'm starting to get the impression, Alan, that you are a cyberhuman and you're afraid of the physical world.
I mean, I don't like going to the store. I use my card and I use the self-checkout where a robot
Alan's just wearing his Oculus Rift around everywhere.
But I should.
You bought one of those Samsung Gear VRs, or one of those little shitty ones that you can buy at Best Buy.
The cardboard ones where you strap your phone to your face?
No, this is one of the even worse ones, because those are at least okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Alan.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know about a new study that came out. There's something that I'm reading here from Slate that says, do men eat more pizza in front of women? The research that suggested so, along with other theories about our eating habits, seems to be flawed.
Oh my god.
Yes. There was a study that said men ate 93% more pizza and 86% more salad in the presence of women. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. This was drew on data collected from participants who dined at the restaurant after receiving coupons to discount their meals, either $4 or $8. They generally suggested that paying less for your food is correlated with lower satisfaction and even more feelings of having overeaten. That's weird to me. Usually I'm pretty happy if I don't pay much for food. People eat more larger plates, flawed research techniques, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what this article is actually kind of shitty, but do you think that you eat more food in front of women? Mm-hmm. As a hetero man, Russ, what do you think?
I think the pizza is a very, like, cool, handsome food to eat in front of women. You can fold it and look very, look very fancy, look like a proper gentleman folding.
You can eat
it
with
pizza.
A fork and look like a degenerate.
Well, yeah, if you eat it with a fork, you look like a small, you look like your hands look smaller and more idiotic because the big fork. People are always telling me that these forks are so big. It makes your hand look
now, smaller. Russ, I do know the fork that you, I've seen, because I've been to your apartment, I've seen the fork that you use, the one in your kitchen, and it kind of looks like a trident, so I guess I can see, it kind of looks like a Mickey Mouse keyblade, but like with a fork at the end.
Well, it's not quite a trident, it's actually one of those serving forks with tied to a broom handle, so.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so.
And you spray painted it silver.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Which is pretty bad. It was pretty bad for my health. I was getting pretty sick there for a while. So I'm going to say now, don't spray paint your utensils.
Now, Russ heard it's called silverware. So
yeah,
he thought it had to be silver.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So anyway, I feel like
if people were trying to impress somebody, they wouldn't be eating a lot because they would just be like trying to look polite and like not like a big sloppy boy.
Here, if you're a red-blooded male, you'd eat a red saucy food.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, it harkens back to ye olden times when we were biting to the necks.
I'm gonna have to defer to
stuff.
You on this one, Russ, because you're the het. You're the het.
That's kind of the dating expert of the podcast, you know.
Okay, now tell me more.
You know, you want to bite into something that's big and red and saucy, and just the sauce flying everywhere because it like harkens
so the
back
sauce
to like
represents
caveman
your cum or your blood that's going to your boner or
the blood that will be feeding you, and then in turn becoming the blood that turns into your boner.
The blood that will be feeding you.
Yes.
Are you,
so,
is this,
back
are,
in
are
ye
you on a date
times.
With a vampire? Or
I wish.
I mean, I wish. Yeah, that'd be great. But
that's
like...
true. You got me there. I guess in the end, what I'm trying to say is we all kind of wish we were vampires, and we all wish we were dating vampires, and they're the creatures of the night, and we all wish to turn to darkness. It's the truth, though.
I mean, that's true. Mm-hmm. Speaking of darkness...
You can also talk about cheese, too, and girls love cheese.
There's one thing
I love talking about Gorgonzola.
You know what's nothing sexier is that a big old curd of that blue cheese.
I think girls would be more into me if they were like, oh, that's a giant ball of cheese.
If you were a giant ball of cheese?
No, I am practically a giant ball of cheese at this point.
I mean, that's probably
the consistency of my blood is mostly nacho cheese at this point, so...
Well, that's the best kind of cheese, so.
I don't even really know what nacho cheese is, but.
It's just like American or cheddar or something. It's orange, who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Velveeta. Utah woman uses pizza order to get message to a senator. Mm-hmm. The voicemail box for Republican Senator Orrin Hatch was full, so a Utah woman tried using a pizza to ask for a no vote on one of President Trump's cabinet nominees. So she sent him a ham and pineapple pizza with, I believe this looks like is this the Domino's website? It's kind of hard because they've cropped everything out, but no, this looks weird. This is like Grubhub. With special instructions, please deliver to Orrin Hatch's office and attach the following note. From a Salt Lake constituent, please vote no on Betsy DeVos. She's inappropriate to lead our public schools.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Salt Lake Tribune reports that Hatch's office refused delivery because it didn't order the pizza. However, Hatch's staff ultimately saw the Twitter post of her online order. Her tweet was retweeted several thousands of times. Blah, blah, blah. They appreciated creative ways being used to reach the senator while it deals with a large volume of calls. Why didn't they just take the pizza? Do they think they didn't want to tip the delivery guy?
Are you saying they're stingy?
They are in the Senate, so yeah.
I bet they're in the pocket of big pizza, and they didn't want... I bet it was a local pizzeria, and they're just like, we only eat Domino's.
This looks like the Grubhub website, so I'm assuming it probably is, actually.
Yeah.
I'm glad that even in protesting, like, a senator, she won, sent them a ham and pineapple pizza. Which I don't know if that was supposed to be an insult or...
An attack, an affront?
And, like, she was like, I bet this guy doesn't like Hawaiian. His name's Orrin Hatch. He probably just eats, like, a plain white pizza.
I like four cheeses. Just literally four shreds of cheese anymore, and it gets too,
it's too spicy.
I just like flatbread.
I was like, a flatbread with four little pieces of cheese on it. Please I just want a grilled cheese sandwich, please.
No spices on the crust.
Don't put any sauce on here. I can't handle this.
Oh, my God.
He's just gnawing on a little pizza chair.
Hey, if you want to get a question answered on Hogcast, tweet at us. If you want us to
definitely answer.
Yeah, definitely answer it. Send us it through via pizza.
Yeah, send us a question via pizza. Russ, here's a pizza you might like. This New York City restaurant is serving up booze-infused pizza for Super Bowl 51.
Oh, boy. Are you calling me an alcoholic?
Yes, I am.
Well, I don't even drink alcohol that much.
Vero has created what they are calling the world's only 100-proof pizza. It is made with vodka-infused crust and tomato sauce. One pie will feature blue vodka for the New England Patriots fans, while the other will feature peach vodka for the Atlanta Falcons fans. People love to drink, they love pizza, and they love vodka, so we came up with an idea to combine it, said Sammy Musovic, co-creator and recipe of the recipe and owner of Vero. 6 out of 10 people chose the pizza as their game day chose pizza as their game day food of choice, according to the National Restaurant Association and Nielsen. And they expect to spend $141 million on vodka alone this Sunday. Jesus Christ, people have to go to God work damn. Tomorrow. What are you doing?
It's a big game.
Is it really 100 proof? I guess the vodka could be, but...
Mm-hmm. I probably have to use a pretty strong alcohol just to get it,
because most of it would probably cook off, but...
Yeah, exactly, to keep at least a little bit of alcoholic content in there.
I mean, I don't know, the thing is, like, I feel like the sauce is probably still going to keep a lot of the alcohol in it. The dough, probably not. But, like, I feel like that'd be gross. Vodka, I mean, well, first of all, they have, like, blue vodka. What does that taste like? For the Patriots. Is it going to make
the... blue? It's like a blue drink from grade school camp. Probably Powerade, to be honest.
So you got one fucking pizza that's going to taste like Powerade, and the crust is going to look blue. And then you got one that's going to have peaches in it. And I'm like, this seems awful.
It's like a weird chutney pizza, it sounds like.
This is gross. I think this is gross.
It's not a great idea, but you know what? We ate a fucking naked chalupa on the show. Like, I'm drawn to stupid shit. I don't like
vodka almost killed me that time with Sai and Uta, so I can't drink it anymore. If it gets near my mouth, I want to puke.
Because you saw the other side and you were like, I'm sexually attracted to this. And you got worried.
Well, no, I think like when I think like it's kind of it's weird because like all other alcohol is like Sai and Uta, but when I look at vodka, it does look like a meat hell.
You know, vodka is kind of the most paranormal alcohol because Skullhead vodka, you know?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's like the alcohol that connects us closest to the darkness of it all, you know, whereas wine, you would say, is the more holy wine, you know, the holy spirit.
Well, I drink that because I drink that while I watch The Young Pope. Because,
yeah, you love The Young Pope.
Oh, I do love The Young Pope.
Wait, is that what the Super Bowl is this year, by the way?
I hear that, I was about to ask, like, do you think Young Pope is going to be on at the same time as the Super Bowl?
Oh.
Is it competing?
It's like America religion versus old religion.
Think about it.
Thinking about it.
You know what the greatest religion is? Do you know who's my young pope? Sonic T. Hedgehog.
Sonic is an extremely conservative and divisive figure in the world, isn't he?
He's kind of a figurehead in the church.
Also so very, Russ, very handsome.
There's some, I don't know if you want to take this one or not, but maybe I should because it's in my state.
Maybe. Yep. You know what? Good point.
Greensboro's Sonic the Hedgehog says prepare for an early spring. Let's see. Sonic, a hedgehog at the Greensboro Science Center, chose to stay out in the open rather than hide inside her plastic igloo. I think it's really progressive that Sonic is a girl now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This means an early spring, according to experts. So there you go.
Okay.
You know what?
I love that that law is still in effect that every time you buy a hedgehog from a pet store, you are legally bound to call it Sonic the Hedgehog. It's just, like, you know what I mean?
You have to.
It's anointed. Like, you could do the paperwork and get it changed later, but nobody does. I don't know.
They make you sign something in the store that says you have to call it Sonic.
I mean, that's just part of the system, and it works, you know? It just works.
You know
works.
What? The system works.
The system works. But Sonic the Hedgehog girl, very good. I think that a hedgehog is a better thing for checking the seasons than.
Well, you know, that was the original thing they used to use, right?
No, I never knew that.
You didn't know that that's the original, unless I'm projecting or like,
or dream it to be,
or I dreamt it into being. Maybe this is like a Mandela effect thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, I'm pretty sure that Groundhog Day started because of like, it was a badger.
It might have been a badger.
It might have been a badger.
Ugh.
Where's the thing with hedgehogs? I always thought it was hedgehogs.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Oh, but, man, I hate this.
Groundhogs.
No, it is in the UK. My bad.
Okay. Groundhogs are weak, probably. I think they'd be easily taken down. Hedgehogs are badass motherfuckers. They're immune
to snake
poison.
First of all,
they're
covered in spikes.
Yeah, they're covered in spikes. They're immune to snake poison. They are more powerful, and I think they'd understand, like, if a groundhog saw just a little bit of winter, he'd, like, run away. They run away screaming from their shadow. This hedgehog, when he sees the shadow, he doesn't see, like, you know, a fear of the dark. He sees a fear of the future, and he knows
Russ,
what's coming.
Did you know that the Oregon Zoo in Portland has used hedgehogs instead of groundhogs to predict the weather on Groundhog Day?
Oh,
did
shit.
Did you know this?
I didn't know this.
In Alaska, they use marmots.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That makes sense.
Marmots don't live there.
They're hard. Oh. Hey, marmots are hard to come by there, so you gotta put them for some special use, or people will eat them.
Oh, I got them mixed up with marmosets in my mind. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
You're always thinking about marmosets. They're like third animal you're always thinking about.
Ooh, I hate marmosets so much is the reason why.
Number one, Alan thinks about hedgehogs the most. Number two, horses. Number three, marmosets.
I hate marmosets so much.
I don't see. Would you say marmosets are your llama?
I think marmosets, yeah, they're like, I really hate them because they're like little monkeys with just, they're like little tiny like rat monkeys. They're gross.
I think they're funny.
I think they disgust me.
You're so mad about them.
They're just like the worst monkeys. They look like fucking verminous scum.
Do you like them more or less than the bathing apes in the mountains of Japan?
Oh, those guys are good.
You like those guys?
I love those guys.
What if they fill your filter full of hair?
I like those. No, I like those guys. I don't like marmosets because they're like halfway between a squirrel and a monkey. Like, they're, like, pick one already. You're either, like, a little rat that crawls in the trees, or you're, like, a fucking monkey.
Yeah.
You pick one.
I'm just shocked. I thought Alan, you know, if there's one thing Alan hates most in the world, it's sitting alone in his big old jacuzzi, which he has, and somebody plopping in unexpected. Would you be fine if a monkey came in?
Oh, yeah.
Sat down. What if he started drinking a martini with you and you clinked glasses?
That'd be good. You're saying good things. I like those monkeys. They're cool. First of all, they got like a red face, like they're drunk all the time or something.
Oh my god, they're eating that booze pizza.
They're eating the booze pizza in my hot tub.
You have it floating. You have the pizza box floating on like a
it's
float.
A lot like my jacuzzi is a lot like Amanda's jacuzzi from the Amanda show, and that there's usually a guy eating spaghetti in it.
That's pretty good. Who was on it? Would you say I'm a lot like Tony Pajamas?
You are kind of like Tony Pajamas, or. Who was that other guy? Who was the guy that Josh played?
I don't know. Luigi Vincenzi? I don't remember. Shit.
It was the guy that, like,
got
like,
kept getting cannoli!
That guy.
Yeah. Always screaming about his cannoli. I'm always screaming about cannoli, too, though.
And usually Tony Pajamas would tell him to shut up. He's like, alright.
No, right, that was it. Right. So, Alan, you are always talking to me. You're always wanting to meet your heroes, and you kind of want to get to know them on a personal level. Well, yeah. One of your heroes, Sonic the Hedgehog, is making his first public appearance in years in a little town. known as Maidstone.
Yes, this is from I dug this up from the Kent Live News in the UK.
Families will have a chance to meet gaming legend Sonic the Hedgehog in Maidstone this month. The famous character, who is the hero of the Sonic the Hedgehog games, will be visiting the Entertainer Store at the mall on Saturday, February 25th, at intervals from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m.
How many intervals?
Eight zones. He'll be running through eight different zones of the store, through two different acts. He'll be bumping into shit. He'll be bumping into you. He'll probably kill a robot or two.
So, he's going to do a spinball thing.
If any of you out there in the UK want to check this out for us, be our foreign correspondent, please and thank you. It'd be greatly appreciated. Hugely appreciated.
Really, it would be.
I wonder what that Sonic looks like.
That's the thing. I like
it's like
the,
a Bart Simpson costume, but like spray painted blue.
I like that Susie Brindle, the marketing manager for the mall Maidstone, said, "We can't wait to welcome Sonic the Hedgehog in the Entertainer Store. I'm sure he will be a big hit with our younger shoppers and fans of the classic Sega game." I don't think she knows who Sonic's demographic is.
Me. The fans of our show. All the thousands of fans of this show.
No bookings required. Just show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Just show up and meet Sonic. I like this low-res picture they have of him. You can meet Sonic the Hedgehog. It says kind of ominously underneath the picture.
He's waiting for you. He's watching.
I mean, he is watching.
I mean, at the end of Sonic's Christmas Blast and the beloved Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon, he did replace Santa Claus at the end. So he's still doing that, and he's still watching us all.
Do you think this is one of Sonic's helpers? Like, do you think it's like Tails or something?
Mm-hmm.
But in like a Sonic costume?
Maybe.
Or maybe like a Chow. So maybe it's just a Chow.
You know, Chows can pilot robots. I mean, the Sonic Adventure 2 multiplayer mode.
So they can possibly pilot a big robot shaped like Sonic.
They could also pilot drones. Sonic, here's my gritty pitch for the new Sonic the Hedgehog game. Think about it.
The president of Station Square.
Eggman was putting tiny animals inside of robots. Drone warfare.
Pacific Rim 3.
Pacific Rim 3. Hey, listen, if they brought Sonic the Hedgehog into Pacific Rim 3, that's like icing on the cake.
Do you think we would both be drift compatible with Sonic the Hedgehog?
I think we'd be drift compatible with each other because we hate ourselves so much.
Yeah, but I also hate you, so I don't think I could be.
Well, I also hate you.
Oh, well, so, maybe we would be then.
We'd be the robot that's always constantly punching ourselves in the nuts.
It would rip itself in half.
Yeah. But that would make us more powerful. Anyway.
You know what I also hate? Sonic Boom.
Oh, yuck. Maybe that's why we'd be drift compatible. They just put episodes of Sonic Boom and ask us to fight it. And we'd be punching the shit out of Sonic Boom.
Like, they project the episode of Sonic Boom on, like, the screen in front of us.
Exactly.
So we're just, like, punching wildly at it. And like shooting missiles and shit, whatever the people in Pacific Rim do.
Exactly.
Hellboy's there, whatever. Sonic Boom, Season 2, Episode 6, anything you can do, I can do worser.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Eggman is bad.
He tries to catch Sonic, and Sonic gets out, and then Tails is like, "Hey, Sonic, I bet I could catch you if I wanted to." And they're like, "Let's have a bet," and they'll sing a love song at karaoke if you lose. And then Tails has a bunch of Pee Wee Herman contraptions that he uses to try to catch Sonic, and they don't work until the end. And then he catches him. It's really kind of a vague. At the end, they don't really catch him as the thing. You know what I mean? Because what Tails does is he hits. They're on a frozen lake, and he hits the ice and makes it shatter, and then Sonic is, like, trapped hanging from a piece of ice that's about to sink into the water. And I guess that's trapped? I don't know.
It's murder.
It's murder, because gotcha! If he falls in, he's gonna die.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's like trapping somebody by having them hanging off the side of a cliff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, that's not really trapping them, because they can not...
I mean, it always leads to a coma, actually. Have you seen Erased?
Oh, that's true. If you fall in the water, you go in a coma.
You go in a coma. Forever. So I guess technically trapping Sonic in his mind
And then Sonic's mom will come and like move his arms and legs around while he's asleep.
Can't believe I can't.
And then who do a cool wheelchair stunt?
Tails was the bad guy all along. If you think about it,
I thought it was weird when Tails opened his glove box and all that candy fell out.
Oh my god.
Oh boy. Anyway. So yeah, that's weird. Orbot. So they were talking about like. They said something like, what was it? Something sickle?
Hedge-sickle. They said Sonic was going to turn into a hedge-sickle.
And then Cubot's like, oh, I can't ride a hedge-sickle. And then, like, Orbot's like, oh, not like hedge-sickle, like bicycle. And then he's like, sickle like hammer and sickle? And then we learned that Orbot's a tanky?
He's red. He's on the left side of the screen. Symbolism. You know, Stanley Kubrick stuff, you know, like, every frame matters. Yeah, if you think about it, it's the Shining.
There was that scene where you could see in the background, there was a bear like sucking somebody's dick in the background.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the background, there was a can with an Indian's face on it, an American Indian's face on it. And you could obviously tell that it actually Sonic Boom's about Native America genocide. Mm-hmm. So
there was also that first scene where Eggman walks on screen and he's reading a Playgirl. So that's true.
It's true.
Damn, I heard that Stephen King didn't like this episode of Sonic Boom. He thought he should stay close to the source material.
Yeah, I mean, hey, also speaking of, shout out to Stephen King. Thanks for listening. Well, you're right, your latest opus. The can of beans that was evil.
One thing that Stephen King has written about, like, at least 10 times now, is a car that kills somebody. Mm. He fucking loves it. But this time, he's like, you know, a can of beans is kind of like a car, and that it's metal. And it carries some like meat type stuff inside.
It's also pretty interesting that they're using the can of beans has been used by some low grade podcasters as a recording tool, and that it keeps trying to kill them mid recording. Like it keeps trying to hop into their mouth, and then they like almost choke on it every time.
How long do you think it'll be until Stephen King writes a story about somebody recording a podcast? Like it's gonna happen, right? He wrote a thing about a spooky Kindle once.
Yeah, that's who's to say, because I'm assuming his next book is going to be longer than The Stand.
Probably.
Longer than The Stand, and it's all going to be about a man.
You know, that episode that was lost was because the hand of God came down and smacked the stop record button on Audacity.
Alan, what if we're trapped in a Stranger Than Fiction scenario and we're Stephen King's new book?
Oh, wow. Like,
Alan, you sound legitimately mind blown there.
No, I was going to say, oh, wow. Who was in that movie again?
Will Ferrell, of course.
Oh, that was him? Okay. Yes. Well, how did that end, by the way?
The author lady let Will Ferrell live, which in our story would be the sad ending.
Yeah, that's the bad one. We'd be begging for Stephen King to let us die. Please let a snake woman kill us.
Please let the snake woman kill us, and instead
you fall into a toilet.
Yeah, I get stuck in a toilet again.
You know, I just thought it was weird how that keeps happening, but when you put it into a narrative arc, it makes a lot of sense.
I get my ass caught in the toilet. It's a very small toilet, and Alan gets his dick stuck in the door frame, and it's bad for everybody.
Oh, that keeps happening.
And the name of the book, man. Gargantua and Pentagruel, too.
You know, Gargantua and Pentagruel are kind of like Pindar and Vibra.
If you think about it. Wait, maybe. I mean, Pindar is ancient time stuff.
That is true. Yeah, that's what Vampiro told me. You know, I have something that's an ancient, powerful name, kind of like Pindar.
What could it be, Alan?
Well, I've got a tune of the week, and I'm gonna tell you this name. I want you to see what kind of image it brings to mind. Mm-hmm. Thundertonian, puncher in quotes. Hedgehog.
Oh my god.
Thundertonian puncher hedgehog.
Oh god. I think it's probably Gilgamesh from Fate's Stay Night, but a hedgehog.
Oh, you're kind of close, I think.
Oh shit. Is this another overall situation?
Maybe. Like, open this page. I don't know what Gilgamesh looks like, but you're...
Not hugely close. Spiky hair.
I mean, that's all hedgehogs, though, Russ.
I know.
He is a hedgehog-wolf hybrid created by the creator Julian. His strength, speed, power, and intelligence are of unknown origin and unbelievable. He's the host of a legendary beast known as the Elemental Wolf. His beast is Yang, the ninth wolf of light. At the time... He was created
God,
along...
God, Yang it! I mean, Yang, damn it.
Alongside, he was created alongside Sinos and Yui, his siblings. He and Sinos were created while Yui was naturally born. At the same time, the ninth wolf of light, Yang, was incarnated from Julian's spirit. Then the beast merged with Thunder's soul, becoming a part of him and a voice in his head. He regained all of his memories, mastered his power, and is one of the universe's strongest, most legendary heroes. He doesn't have a relationship because he lives between three worlds. Mobius, a high-tech video game-like world, and the heavens. That's your excuse, right, Russ?
Mom, I don't have a girlfriend right now. I live in the world of games and heaven, bitch. Yeah, I call my mom bitch.
He wears inhibitor rings on his gloves and speed skates. The speed skates also act as inhibitors, and they can propel him in the air when he needs extra boots. So not like inhibitors at all, really.
Mom, I'm not gonna lie to you, I can't work out right now. I have my inhibitor rings on.
Thunder has a kind of neutral and insane personality at the same time. People don't know whether he's dark like Shadow or goes insane and beats the living hell out of his enemies. So his is an unpredictable one. Mm-hmm. Zeus Cannon, he can extract energy from heaven and fire an energy wave that's bigger than a planet.
Atomic I'm always punch. Extracting energy from heaven, you know? When I praise him on
it's
high.
It's kind of like, that's actually Doom 2. Doom 2 is when he's trying to frack heaven.
Jesus, this guy rules.
This guy owns. Atomic punch. He attacks someone while using this move. Anything that comes in contact will have their atom structure completely vaporized.
Fucking A.
He rarely uses. Sounds like he should use it all the time. Cosmic orb. This technique can be used while in light wolf state. It compresses the beast's werewolf chakra and turns into a deadly bomb that evaporates anything. As long as the 8-2 positive to negative energy ratio is maintained and balanced, this will be very effective. So you gotta maintain the 8-2 positive to negative energy ratio
Alan,
balance.
Do you ever imagine aliens out in space getting Wi-Fi signals or something? I don't know how this would happen, but finding this data and believing that our society worshipped a religion surrounding tens of thousands of mini gods that were all based off Sonic the Hedgehog fantasies.
I believe this is the myriad gods from...
Thundertonian would be considered, like, our Vishnu.
I mean, I think so.
He's, like, our big boy, like, our God of War man.
Yeah, I think this is kind of, like, I feel like the Sonic fan character wiki is kind of, like, the myriad gods from Shinto.
Yeah.
Or something. The gods that inhabit everything. I kind of feel like that's what these guys are.
Exactly.
Let me finish his fucking powers. Werewolves. Oh, Universal Devastation. This move destroys a universe by being sucked into a powerful and universe-wide black hole. He rarely uses this, but he can lower its level to where it doesn't destroy the universe.
Okay, that's good.
Werewolf's rage sends him into a crazed and angered state when he becomes upset or under stress. Very powerful, but it's harder for him to keep under control. Energy arms. He has the strange ability to spawn arms made of solid energy, which can vary in size. Kind of like Zenyatta, I guess?
Yeah, maybe.
Hurricane attack. It releases a hurricane.
I mean,
it seems kind of useless when you can destroy the universe, or you can shoot, or you can punch somebody and destroy all the atoms in their body.
You know that guy who, like, could destroy the universe in a minute? I can't tell if he's just dark and brooding or just insane. You know what I mean?
His weaknesses? Partial stupidity. He's very smart, but doesn't tend to think in battle when he goes wild.
Oh my god.
Elemental wolf extraction. If he loses a vital part of his soul and life force, which is Yang, he is either severely weak or it can kill him. Heat. His fur coat is thick, which means he's okay in cold conditions. But when the temperature exceeds 300 degrees, he's weak from exhaustion.
Oh, God.
I mean, that happens to me, too.
Oh, I mean, same, yeah. I mean, when it's too hot out, I definitely cannot destroy the universe like I usually can.
Yin curse mark. The black marks on his quills, dreadlocks, tail, arms, and legs are not ordinary marks. They are actually curse marks that have been with Thunder since he was created and tends to unleash itself when expected and causes severe insanity and evil. So he has just evil marks on him, on his dreadlocks and spikes and stuff. Darkness attacks. Being an incarnate of light, he's vulnerable to attacks powered by darkness. Why does he make a black hole then?
I don't know.
Cytex serum. The most dangerous chemical in the universe. It's very dangerous to him. It can only be found in heaven and hell. It's created by Julia's assistants that turned against him and made attempts to kill Thunder. The only person known to have the antidote is Thunder's sister Yui. Her body emits an anti-Cytex chemical that kills negative side effects.
I like that his weakness is the most poisonous thing in the universe.
I like that his sister emits an anti-Cytex chemical from her vagina and he has to lick it out.
Oh my god.
What does he do when he's not fighting? He's a teacher at a famous martial arts academy.
Okay, punch the punching bag like this and it just ceases to exist. Its matter doesn't matter anymore.
Don't worry, he doesn't break anyone's spines when demonstrating the moves. He's an expert in the arts of gun and swords. He has two golden revolvers that sit on hidden holsters and a golden star saber that has a mind and body of its own. What does that mean? Why does it have a body of its own?
Hey, it's me, Litnos. I gotta cut you, buddy.
Here's some of his quotes. Ya. You're gonna pay for my food because you destroyed it when pissed about his food being destroyed by an enemy.
Hey! Why? Stop that! I had a delicious plate of linguine here.
There are too many girls for me to choose from. It's tough to make a choice. When he was asked about having any other crushes.
Oh my god.
Sometimes I am my true enemy. And looking into himself.
That's what I say when I wake up in the morning.
Also, never, ever call my friends worthless when an enemy calls his ally scum or weak.
Oh my god, Alan.
This is a really great character.
Is this is this the awesome. King?
This might be the best dude.
This might be the best dude we've gotten so
I'm looking,
far.
Okay, I'm looking at his affiliations. His bio sucks. His enemies, Smasher, evil counterpart, Negmen, evil genetic scientist, Negmen.
These fucking Negmen are always trying to take me down.
These PUAs, Monoka, evil 10-tail wolf host, blah, 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 speed at least farther than light. He's faster than speed of light. Okay, you can go back in time. Incredible titan-like strength, mysterious power of origin, can copy techniques and movements like a shadow. Rivals / friends universe.
Everybody's out to get him.
Everybody's either his rival or his friend. Allies, the wolf spirit, the white juggernaut hedgehog, the light of yin / yang, golden all-seeing eye, hero of the universe, the light of darkness.
The light of the darkness? What does that even fucking mean?
I don't know. What does he look like? Shadow, dark and neutral attitude and looks, knuckles, dreadlock, spike fist, and fighting spirit. Rouge, cunning agility, persuasive talk, and white color. Oh, he just took these characteristics from these three characters. Okay. He has a bunch of different transformations, one including wolf cloak, wolf god, ultimate light wolf.
Well, we gotta put the crown on this.
Oh, I'm reading a really fucking good critique. By the way, before I finally... this is by Josh the Hedgehog. Who is like a fucking anime avatar. By the way, before I finally register your character in the tournament of anti-Scytherian cycle, he needs some rebalancing. You think? However, you can take your time, though. No rush. I only have a few participants yet. Regarding my suggestions, I will start on this matter. He wears 6 inhibitors. 4 inhibitors are the rings he wears on his gloves and speed skates, and the other 2 are the speed skates himself. First, inhibitors. Yes, they regulate puncher's power level, but beyond that, the ball shat kicks in. Lol, sorry for the term, but it has to be said in order for you to get what I mean. He has a max infinity level. So as you can see, this guy has some sort of reason to think he's a little bit overpowered. Mm-hmm. Additionally, it is recommended to either omit all forms or retain one, because he is already overpowered in base form. And you are more creative than this, so try to be more original with your lore. I feel a strong surge of Naruto vibes. Seriously. So there you go, Naruto. The creator said, yeah, I'm trying to change some of that. Some of my inspiration is for anime. What a world.
What a world. What a great character, though.
I mean, he's better than any Naruto character.
Yeah, probably. I mean, most people, I'm better than most Naruto.
There's a lot of critiques of this guy in the comments, but I think he's really good.
I think it's a solid start. I think you could probably raise the power level a bit. Give us more. I want to hear more about this magic sword.
I would like to hear about the sword that has its own mind and body.
I'd like the sword to be hot as fuck.
Yeah, it's the, ooh, I'm a sexy girl sword.
I want, I want to kiss the sword is basically what I'm saying.
Why don't his guns also have their own mind and body?
Yeah, come on.
Also, why does he have guns and a saber when he can punch somebody and destroy them?
I don't know.
These are all questions. Maybe he doesn't like using those all the time. Maybe he can only use them once. Maybe he's kind of like, what's her face from Konosuba? He can just do this once.
Gotcha.
Maybe that's
destroy
it.
The universe in a second.
But only he can only do it once per day.
Once per day. Maybe he just loops on a cycle the second he destroys it. Who's to say?
Oh, you think he's like Killer Queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, or he's like Kira. That'd be a really cool power. Why does anybody do that?
Yeah. Well, Ellen, why would anybody send us questions? You know why? Because there are fans and friends. That's right. Fan questions. First user at CrassPants on Twitter. What about the real big game? The Big Show versus Shaq at WrestleMania. Ellen, do you have any strong feelings?
WrestleMania is bullshit. What about the real big game, which is the Mac versus... Who would you like to see the Mac fight?
Have you ever seen him see Mil Muertes?
I think maybe in Aztec Warfare.
Maybe Famous B. Finally take Famous B down.
I think somebody needs to take Famous B down.
Somebody needs to take Famous B down. I think it should be me and Alan.
I think we should first of all, can he make us famous?
Yeah. 4-2-3, get fame. Alan, I've been working out. I've been trying to build some muscle mass. Are we ready to tag team and like fucking take this Famous B down?
I think we can take Famous B down. Do you think we can take Dr. Wagner down?
No.
No. Definitely not. We might be able to beat him.
You might
Brenda
be able to if
team.
You summon enough strength deep within the well yourself. Me, I'm a shitty white guy. Like, I would start crying.
Yeah, you don't have like a bloodline. I wonder what tribe I'm from. Oh, wait, the snake one. Never mind.
You motherfucker. Wait, Ellen. I've never seen you in the same room as Pindar.
Uh-oh. At Renegalt said, why is the game so big? Does it need to visit the doctor about that? Are you sure it's not inflamed? I feel like the game is big because it's engorged with blood.
Yeah. And very horny.
I feel like the stadium is like they kind of inflate it with blood, like a boner.
Oh, now you're getting me horny when you said inflated.
Oh, okay. That's your new thing?
Oh, yeah. It's the year of inflation. We're just trying
to
find a new fetish.
You don't care about feet no more.
Well,
you're all about inflation
now.
Far.
I'm feeling like feet, the stock in feet has risen. And I'm ready to buy back in. I thought I left feet. Feet might still be on the table. Yum, yum. First of all.
Feet on the table? Hey, that's not polite. Get your feet off the table.
Hey, I ain't got no complaints here. I'm learning that you need to diversify.
Diversify your fetish portfolio.
You focus in on one, and then you're going to, when it bottoms out, you're not going to have anywhere safe to go. So maybe I'm going to be like,
well, you know, like, I bottom out constantly.
Yeah. And see, inflation is a tough sell because it's only viable once a year. That's the Macy's Day Parade. But,
and we don't have that many Willy Wonka reboots.
Yeah. And they aren't making new Looney Tunes, and most of the time nobody's getting a hose put into their mouth.
There's that one episode of Evangelion, but...
Yeah, but they've been coasting on that for 20 years, I mean.
Yeah, you know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, of course.
The one where Asuka's, like, plug suit, like, turns into, like, a big, like...
Like a safety feature gets activated or something.
Yeah, it's like the one where they have to, like, it's to compensate for the pressure. It's like the one where he has to go down to the volcano or whatever. Mm-hmm. You remember that one?
Yeah.
There's like the weird fetus angel in the like fossil bottom of the volcano. Mm-hmm. That one. At Escapist, but with a 3, said, the only question I could ask, what's going to happen to my boy Knuckles at the end of his natural lifespan? This is a meme that's been going around where somebody like looked at the average lifespan of an echidna, and it's like 18 years, and that's how long Knuckles has been in games.
It's ticking me off. Okay?
It's ticking me off. First of all, he's a Mobian hedgehog.
Yeah, Mobian echidna.
Echidna, yeah, sorry. I get them mixed up sometimes because they're kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Very cool is what you're trying to say.
Very cool. He has dreads instead of spikes. So, first of all, Mobian years, different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mobian years, very different. Number two, exposure to chaos energy.
First of all, he's on Angel Island and he's soaking up all that chaos energy. Also, he was possessed by Enerjack at one point, so yeah. I think that might make him immortal. I don't know, but definitely longer than 18 years.
He is surrounded by enough ancient magics and powers and such that, frankly, he probably is going to be alive a lot longer than you, Escapist. I'm not going to fucking lie. He's going to be around for years. And people freaking out, doubting Knuckles, thinking he's going to die of something.
Oh, well, you know, I did. Well, see, on 9/11, Knuckles did throw up, but he did say, "I feel great." So I'm tempted to believe him, is the thing.
Did you hear Knuckles was supposed to be on the airplane?
Oh, God.
And he says he could fight them all and take them all out. Could have taken them all out if he was actually on the plane.
I heard that somebody said that while they were protesting, that what if Knuckles was just walking there silently just to say that he was with us during the protest after the inauguration for the Women's March? But he did make a tweet of support, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, Knuckles. I'm in Knuckles' army, by the way. We're going to take down Voldemort.
Yas, Nux.
Yas, Nux.
Oh, Alan.
Oh, boy. Another Knuckles might be the most, he might be the most woke Sonic character.
If you think about it. Well, I don't know. He's not very woke in that he constantly is siding with an evil criminal capitalist, Dr. Eggman.
But so does Hillary. Wah, wah.
Well, you got me there. Oh, that's some game theory.
Some game theory. Have you ever thought that Bernie Sanders kind of looks like Eggman?
Oh,
he actually kind of looks like Snively. Yeah, or maybe not Snively, but maybe like Eggman's like uncle or whatever the fuck, that older guy.
Oh.
Gerald Robotnik.
Gerald Robotnik, yeah. How does the Mean Bean Machine fit into this? Anyway, Alan.
I think it's fucked up that 99% of the people, or not 1% of the people, own 99% of the beans. He does look like Gerald Robotnik. Like if the hair from his head was on his mustache instead.
Follow us at HogcastSD on Twitter. Rate, subscribe on iTunes. Use our Amazon link. It's on our page. Let's see. I don't know. Follow me on Twitter, Piss Goblin.
Follow me at Action Alan on Twitter.
Yeah, that's about it, Alan. It's been another great episode of Hogcast. Really nailed it.
Russ, you want to predict the game?
Oh, the big game. Gonna say it right now. 10,000 points for a
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. 10,000 points, Voldemort, actual president. Alan, yourself?
I think that the Sorting Hat's gonna win this time.
Oh, I'm excited to see some Fantastic Beasts.
Russ, I was looking at the Sonic Wiki, and I clicked on the page for Maria Robotnik, and then the page for Neuroimmune Deficiency Syndrome, which is what she has, yeah. And I scrolled down to the bottom, and it says, the disease could be based on HIV/AIDS, a real-life infectious disease.
Really? Oh, shit.
This is so fucked up.
Okay. Well, everybody, live and learn.
Live and learn.